Don't say que the dumps got no wow, that the wow fun wouldn't it see gosh egua.
Ha!
I'm Scott Nawal Nawagumaga Nak Dallas Waska Hat Netsiga Sun.
Boxcar? Is that you, Boxcar? Welcome back on this beautiful Takwa Gen Gisagao. It's a beautiful fall day we eat to make outside. We want to welcome you back to the Cree Chatter Hour. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If it's not, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This sounded like a bingo caller. Thank you. Nanas komon B5. B5.
Oh, man. You know, talking about the weather outside, you know, last night was the first time I think we've had a clear, bright moon sky because, oh, man, all summer, I swear we've had smoke all throughout the skies. And it just seemed like it was never ending up until like last week.
Even you're talking about the blue neon moon. Is that what you're talking about? In the neon moon.
But talking about this week, you know, coming up, you guys don't forget September 30th, Orange Shirt Day. And if you don't know the significance of Orange Shirt Day, make sure you guys look that up. It's very important to represent that. You know, both of my parents were residential school survivors. And on the 30th, I'll actually be at Studio Bell in Calgary, sitting on a panel talking about reconciliation through music. Mr. Waskahat's going to be joining me, actually.
Oh, Nista, I didn't even know that. I was just like, when is that
what are we doing on the 30th? That's actually on Saturday. But I do believe all the different schools here are going to be doing something. Us, we're going to get our Awasisek, our... Our kids, we got to find them all some orange shirts.
Yep.
Our kids have so many clothes, but they don't have any orange shirts.
I think we'll just put pumpkins on them.
Just go get some Halloween shirts.
Pumpkin bags. Those garbage bags from Dollarama.
No.
Moya.
Our son, our son, Ambrose, he's actually really into asking about... residential schools now, because he's been watching that show Reservation Dogs. And if you look on that one of those episodes with Dear Woman, they have Dear Woman, and it shows a little bit of that. And you know, as parents, we give him information, you know, that his five-year-old self can kind of understand. And I think it's important because he goes to a mainly Munyawak school. It's all Munyawak. You'll have like a handful of Native kids in there. They do have Cree classes and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, he's only second generation out of residential school, our little kids.
Yeah, meetsit wapskuyas awasak wapskuyas squeyawak wapskuyas.
You just like saying that.
Wapskoyas managa munyawak managash manakate akaya. But you know what, nawigmaga na ya. The significance of the Orange Shirt Day goes back as far as, if you can remember the story, was a young girl who...
Who she was actually on her way to go to school, and I believe it was her grandmother or her relative had bought her new clothes, and she decided to wear this beautiful orange shirt. And when she got to the school, they took her shirt away. And that was... It really symbolically... was a way to remember all of the residential school survivors that attended.
Because she fought to get her shirt back, and she'd always remember that mm-hmm. orange shirt. And so when she had talked about her stories about residential school, she always mentioned her orange shirt, right? So that's where the whole Orange Shirt Day became, mm-hmm. which is a wonderful, beautiful story too as well. Yeah.
You know, it's been quite... I know you've had quite a busy... week here, and we want to shout out, actually there was an incident in Iksagaygan in Frog Lake just in the past couple of days. They had a missing little guy there, you know, and I know Dallas was there yesterday, and he was gone for over 24 hours, but you know, luckily the bunch of communities came together. They had like, I think I read online, there was over 500 volunteers. They had, you know, all the surrounding communities, Kiwin, Saddle Lake, Beaver Lake, Goodfish Lake, everybody came together to go search for that little guy, and they found him. They found him unharmed. And, you know, Dallas, I know you're a leader. You're part of leadership in Frog Lake. And, you know, I know there was some stuff you wanted to say to all the volunteers out there.
Well, I just want to say, you know, can I ask now, you know, kia no us, nawagumaganak and nituaganak. And we had a, you know, we did end up finding Jager Cross Memnook, and he is also from Goodfish as well. And we just want to thank everybody on behalf of the leadership of Frog Lake First Nations and everybody who came. You know, Nawigamagan, there was Mitsitaisinawak there with, you know, horses and quads. And we had Cole Lake come out there with RCMP, the detachment from Elk Point, St. Paul.
Oh.
And, you know, rescue. And
that's good. You know, it made even me emotional. A lot of people online too, doing what they can to spread the word, and just to, I can't even, you know, my heart went out to the parents, especially in the family and the little boy. And I'm just, even when they found out that, when we all heard that they found him, even that brought a lot of emotion. I'm just really happy that they found him and he was okay.
Yeah, and from my understanding, when the chief, our chief, Greg Desjardins, had called us and let me know what was happening, there was an overwhelming emotion from everybody when they, you know, the word got back that they found him.
Mm.
And get this, he was 5 miles away from that house. And the radius of where we were looking was quite wide, but 5 miles is far. So he had to go, where they found him is he went around the lake, across the road, and I mean that's where they found him. So and you know, thinking Nawigamagan, we had everything. We had helicopters, we had drones, we had the military come and help, we had dogs, and we had all these high-tech machinery, and it took the people that were walking the bushes to find him. That's how they found him.
You know, I just want to say, you know, thank Gisimantu Nutawinan for watching over him. And you know, it's a beautiful outcome.
Yep.
And I think that that, you know, all of us throughout our whoever that word reached about him are really thankful for him. And you know, you guys send some good energy and prayers to his family, and I'm just I'm really glad everything turned out good. But my whole point was, I think it was really beautiful to see all of our communities come together in search of that little one. That was awesome to see. I know a bunch of people from Oni, Jikskwapunik went out there, and I'm thankful for that. But I've actually, big teams of people, even people just on their own time. You know, I've seen people asking, hey, I have room for this many more who wants to come help search, and they were going. I seen it all over Facebook, and I thought that was really beautiful to see.
But I just want to give thanks, you know, Nanaskumun, Kinaskumna, out to our Treaty 6 relatives. We had rescue teams from Onion Lake, Saddle Lake, Goodfish, even Joseph Bighead, Kihiwin, and Frog Lake as well. And Cold Lake First Nations came out. So it was wonderful to have all these wonderful teams come out and support. And sorry if I missed anybody. I'm just really thankful. And
there's people from all over, I mentioned. Yeah. But that was a good, I'm glad that turned out good. You know, that was I'm sure it puts a little worry and stress on everybody and had everybody over there in their prayers. Speaking of fall now, though, it's pretty safe to say that it's Bititi wind season, Biti Simowin season. I seen that there was where's that round dance on Thursday?
I just made a song.
Where's that round dance on Thursday?
It's in Enoch.
There's Enoch, and then I do believe there's one in Edmonton on
there's lots of stuff
Friday
happening. Yeah,
there's a lot. If you guys go check out the official Round Dance Association on Facebook, they post everything on there. Also, if you have round dances coming up, send it to that page. They'll show it for you, and they show round dances everywhere, like literally all over the U.S. and Canada. But this Thursday is Enoch Cree Nation Alberta. Friday, September 29th, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Edmonton, Alberta, Enoch Cree Nation, and Canmore, Alberta. Saturday, September 30th, North Battleford, Saskatchewan, Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Alexander First Nation, Alberta.
And Saskatchewan.
Boy, we haven't been to Alexander in a while, and I think it's because they beat thaw in there, eh? Like real lots, they smoke.
They really beat on Alexander.
And, September 28th. When is that?
That's Thursday, honey.
On Thursday is the Tsimuin Opaspu Society National Day of Truth and Reconciliation Round Dance at the venue. That's the big concert thing in the back, you guys. Go check it out. It's a nice place to have a round dance at the River Cree, September 28th, pipe ceremony and feast at 5, round dance to follow. Stickman is Steve Wood, Satellite Cree Nation, MC Ron Layman, Beaver, Lake Cree Nation, Firekeeper, Neil Red Crow, all lead singers paid, and there'll be a giveaway.
I can't believe they cut out Boxcar Willie. My niece Jazz here, Neil, you're taking Boxcar's gigs.
Shout out to Boxcar Willie. I don't think we've seen. Actually, you know what? He was asking me here about Red Deer Powwow.
I know. He's been like taking us every week now.
And then he's like, are you guys going to make it? And if I don't answer, hey, are you in Dallas going to come to Red Deer? Like he asked me like six different times in a row because I didn't answer. But I don't even know if we're going to go to Red Deer Powwow.
Well, yeah, I think the same time we're in Fort McKay, they're having their Treaty Day celebrations. That was canceled like a month ago. So they're going to be having at the same time in Fort McKay.
Oh, that's when they were going to pay all their dancers real good in Fort McKay.
Hey, you're not supposed to tell
come
anybody.
On out, dancers.
Come on, all you Nagamawinowak and Nimitawinowak. Come over there and dance and sing with us over there.
Onigamawak.
Yeah, Onigamawak. Otsawamsak. All of you come out over there and we'll party over there.
Wish boy, you don't have any juampsak.
Moya. But, you know, again, takwa kinsa no, asimi na.
Takwa kinsa no. That's a way you can say we're experiencing fall.
Takwa gin.
Wait, me ka?
Ka?
Takwa gin.
Takwa gin.
Sano.
Sano. Yeah.
And yes, he does make a face when he does those real wicked thick accents.
For some reason, it has to be like that for me. I have to kind of transform into a Nehio. Well, I am Nehio, but I have to like have
turn the Nehio on.
Yeah, I got to turn the Nehio on because I wear a bunch of different hats, right? You know, ninado maya ogamawa and frog lake kwaya.
You're a leader.
Ewa Ogamawa Cree Confederation. Ewa, I'm vice president in the house of the relationship between Nuigimaga and Ewania.
Yeah, here you're not the Ogamawa.
Yeah, she's the Ogamawa Squirrel. Yeah, Ogamawa Squirrel.
Nia Ogamawa Squirrel. Moikia.
But again, too, we just want to say to all the Matsuinowak out there, you know, make sure you're careful. Be careful when you're hunting and, you know, that I always see on TikTok or Facebook, you know, don't shoot the cows.
Yeah, you see lots of people out there. You know, actually, I think Dallas is going to be going out this weekend.
Big hunter man, oh, man, this weekend.
Yeah, now he's going to put on his hunter hat.
Yeah, I go, mom, my Ogamawa hunter hat.
Yeah, he's going to do that this weekend. But it's nice to see, you know, I do believe I seen Kihiu and they did a boys hunting camp where they brought a bunch of boys out to go hunting moose for their families. That's so awesome. Yeah. You know, I wish there was something like that for, well, my boys are registered in Saddle Lake, so Saddle Lake, let's get on that.
And Frog Lake, speaking of that, honey, they just took down a buffalo and they're doing a boys camp as well to harvest a buffalo for the community.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. I shot the buffalo with an arrow.
On horseback.
Horseback arrow.
With a breech cloth on.
Looking like Wee Death.
Shout out to our bro Wee Death. But we want to say hello to all of our listeners out there. You know, one of our Nika Awis, Leona Makokis, we want to say hi and we send our love out to you. Again, we always got to shout out the Mount Awanis Friendship Center because I heard those guys listen to us every week.
Yeah, they hook up the Backstreet Boys and they play it on over there. Yeah, because we were talking to our Uncle Joe, right? Joe Flash there, right? So we hang out with him. We see him here in St. Paul and he always tells us, man, we love listening to your show at the Friendship Center.
Awesome. So shout out to everybody at the Friendship Center. Maybe you hear this at your Friendship Center. But we also got to shout out the Elders Home and the Elders, the Keteyuk over there in Rocky Boy, Montana, because I know that they listen to our show every once in a while.
Egwa Saddle Lake Healing Lodge.
Saddle Lake Elders Lodge,
Elders
too.
Elders Lodge, sorry. Egwa, Good Fish.
All the Keteyuk and everybody who enjoys this show, I'm glad to hear that. And you guys, don't be afraid to come say hi to Dallas. And you haven't done a secret word of the day. Maybe he'll sneak one in today.
Yeah, maybe I'll sneak one in today that way, yeah.
But you guys, stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.